As many as 80 people are dying every day in this country from drug overdoses. And we've talked a lot about efforts to deal with the opioid crisis. But in the fight against people illegally cooking drugs like meth, there's a new tool. Lauren Silverman from NPR station KERA in Dallas reports.
It's a Monday morning, and someone's getting ready to cook a batch of the illegal drug PCP near the University of North Texas in Denton.
He's getting everything geared
up. Tell him to go out there and gear it all up anyway.
That's Guido Verbeck. He's a forensic scientist and professor at UNT. We're in the backseat of a hybrid Ford Fusion, driving to an empty trailer home that looks abandoned. That's where the cook, as they call it, is about to go down. Verbeck doesn't work in law enforcement, though he definitely looks the part. He's got a clean-shaven head and rugged cowboy boots. No, we're here to test out a drug detection device Verbeck created. It's a big black metal machine sitting where the front seat should be. It's called a mobile mass spectrometer, but in this case, it's a drug sniffer.
The truth of the matter with this car is it's like a dog. The chemistry has to go into the nose.
Two hidden pipes are sucking in air from the outside. One's by the rearview mirror, and another is down by the fog light. The pipes feed the air to the device's nose, so to speak. It's a tool scientists use to measure the mass of different molecules. The mass can reveal the identity of the molecule. For example, carbon has a mass of 12, meth, 149. Here's the thing, though. The device isn't searching for meth or PCP exactly. It's searching for the chemicals, the ingredients, used to make those drugs.
It's looking for pyridine, piperidine, all of the chemicals that would be required in making the process. Most of the time, we say that the drug dealers are some of the best capitalists. Once the drug is made, it's on the street. So what you really need to do is to train a lot of these labs and portable labs to look for the precursor items, to know that that type of activity is going on, because the drug's probably not there.
Inside the trailer house, UNT PhD candidate Ethan McBride is pulling out his ingredients. He's placing glass beakers on the grimy bathroom sink and a hot plate on top of the toilet tank.
So this is the precursor to PCP, angel dust. This one's incredibly easy to make.
Bride says this really is a typical setup for a clandestine drug cook, and he's gotten used to handling controlled substances, even though cooking drugs was never on his bucket list.
I think it's important to be able to put yourself into the mind of the clandestine chemist because, of course, generally these are not classically trained chemists, but they are very good at what they do. I do think that they come up with very creative solutions sometimes, and so I think we have to be equally as creative to catch them.
While the hydrochloric acid and piperidine spin in the beaker, Guido Verbeck is circling around in the car, watching a graph on a digital screen that looks like a GPS display. That's where we'll see signs of the chemicals seeping out the front door and bathroom window. Sure enough, as soon as we circle around the back of the trailer and the air enters the sniffing device...
You see couple of the heavier peaks?
Digital peaks and valleys pop up on the screen. It's like we're monitoring the heart rate of the chemicals in the air.
The wind's kind of blowing this way today, and so you can see that the heavier peaks will get more intense when you get in and out of that stream. And as we drive away, it's going to start getting lower.
Verbeck has already partnered with the Denton County Sheriff's Department and is talking with federal law enforcement about using the device. He hopes to make the graph easier to read so first responders who aren't trained in forensic science can clearly see if there are dangerous chemicals in the air or if someone's illegally cooking drugs. And get this, Verbeck even imagines putting the device in a self-driving car. No officer inside.
Where a person doesn't have to put themselves in danger. So if they drive by it and it looks like there's a drug cook going on, they can just keep going, send that data back to the officers, and they can come on the scene.
Sniffing out illegal activity from a drive-by could be a great tool for police. But Eric Sterling says the technology walks a fine line between empowering law enforcement and protecting privacy. He's executive director of the Criminal Justice Policy Center in Silver Spring, Maryland.
What we think of as notions of privacy, that you can do various activities outside the public eye and get away with it, those ideas are being demolished both by technology and by law.
Sterling doubts that a map showing chemicals concentrated around a house would be enough to get a search warrant. But he says a judge might give the go-ahead if there were other clues.
You want to have surveillance that perhaps might show unusual kinds of pedestrian traffic for the location, run checks on the vehicles of the people who drive in and out, identify them, find out if they're criminal records.
In addition to sniffing out criminals, there are potentially less controversial uses for the device. Sterling and Verbeck say environmental cleanup crews, even firefighters, could use it to identify chemicals floating in the air from a safe distance. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.